So why is that down? It's right.
No.
But he was known as Lord Ronald when he was governor in Bengal. And later on, when he was seen one of my godfathers came about 30 years ago, 1935. At that time, he was known as Marquis of Jekyll. So, the same person. Perhaps he was known in India as Lord Jekyll, because in India the governors and the viceroys are mostly lords. They are not accustomed to know Marquis or this.
Marquis is a high
keep it there, I said. Keep it. So this Lord Ronald said, was invited by our principal, because he also happened to be Scotsman. So I was at that time a boy. So he's elderly. At least at that time he was our father's age. He's still alive? No.
No, but he was a second one.
Yes?
No, I don't think so. No, I think he died. The concept of Lord Nancy is in the start. A place on the side. Of the horrible state.
He immediately inquired, how many of you are philosophical students? So our principal replied that this is higher class. So I mean intermediate art.
And then he spoke about
religious person. So you can call him to come here. I can call. So, our principal is this is higher class. They have got philosophy, but most of them have got logic, preliminary philosophy. So you are interested in us. All right, how many of you have techno? Logic. So I was also students of logic. In this way, we were introduced. But I know you are very nice gentleman and fond of Indian philosophy and culture. Study. The Gandhi, during Gandhi's movement, there was a great leader in Calcutta, C.R. Das. He was a big lawyer. The government ordered that he should be arrested. So before arresting, Lord Ronald called him at his house that it will be very much painful for me to arrest you. If you kindly give up this moment. So he said, no, you can arrest me. I cannot give up. So later on he was arrested. But before arresting, he called him at a very nice gentleman. But government order, what can we do? Another governor, he was Indian. He was the first Indian governor, Lord Singha. So, When he was requested to arrest Nandri, he immediately resigned. You are asking me to arrest, why not ask some English governor to arrest? So he resigned.
I think they still too. In the House of Lords.
Two Indians?
Two Indians. In the House of Lords.
Maybe son of Lord Sinha.
Maybe.
Because this is hereditary title.
Yes.
They deposit some money to the government. He may be domiciled here.
Yes.
There are many Indians domiciled.
Yes.
Because I don't think anyone with the title Lord in India, they can become member of the parliament. Because India is not now, but he may be Commonwealth, but is there any rule that Commonwealth member can become Parliament member?
Only if the first people sit in the House of Lords, who are not the British at all. We've got Australians, New Zealanders.
But Australia isn't now still in touch with England. The Australians in the stand, the Queen's very chair.
Yes. But even so,
of Canada, they are in touch.
Yeah.
But India, now, at the present moment, is simply in name, Commonwealth member. Actually, in the matters of governing, there is no.
But these people have received their funds for service to the British Empire in the past.
Yes.
And of course it's a hereditary title.
Oh.
It's hands down.
And how can we elect it?
You can't be elected.
Oh.
So is Mrs. Aboriginal. And she said he'll be back by 8 o'clock.
Directly over here, I'm going to call first.
Just doing
that. So we can talk at that time. You know it?
I prefer not to speak.
Huh?
I prefer not to speak. I don't think he's trusted.
Exactly.
It was pure gold, practically. And jewelry is practically pure gold.
It's actually?
They had a chest. He says one thing, and then a few days after he says something else, which completely refutes what he said in the first place. That's the problem. We have to really work with...
No, that's kind of mental health.
No, we have to work with very stressful two things.
I think he's out for prestige.
Yeah?
You'd love for prestige.
Yes.
Not only in this country, but social class.
Social climate
class. So decide like that. Then when he comes, I shall talk to him. Decide for that.
Meanwhile, I could find out which words is that have to come in.
George being out of his station, don't count upon him.
No, but he'll be back soon.
So when he comes, then he shall be with
him. If I know when he's coming, I'll be prepared to see him.
Regarding the Bhagavad Sapta, mm-hmm. Well, Bhagavad Sapta, that is attractive to the Indians, but if the Indians have no cooperative feeling, then what is the use?
Let us this week find out from different Indian men who
are
going to be willing. Next Saturday,
I
know for sure.
Yes.
And another thing is that the Indians are inclined to keep their Hindu element. Hodgepodge. Demigods, these, that, those.
Yeah, they've seen our deities, they want to install Radha Krishna only. That's right.
Well,
after they've seen our temple, now they all want to install Radha Krishna.
That is Radha Krishna.
Yeah.
They thought that if Radha Krishna is there, people will come.
I went to the...
Yeah, it's a different atmosphere. That they cannot create.
Yeah.
That is not possible.
Yeah.
That requires sincere devotion.
Yeah.
I went to an installation ceremony. I was invited with some other devotees to go to an installation ceremony in a temple in the east end of London. And they were installing Radha Krishna deities there. And at the same time, they were having a marriage ceremony was going on. A marriage ceremony was going on along with the installation ceremony.
What is that kind of marriage?
Marriage.
These
husbands. And there was this one, like a professional priest was there. And he was sitting over again, Om Bhogu Vasahasa Sabatur Indian Bhagavadeva Sadhini. And again, he was saying the first line of Gayatri Mantra, like he was chanting Gapa. And he would start to sing it, and he'd sing louder, and he was kabocking with his microphone.
So how is it going on?
Well,
that's the same one who gave us the
deities.
So when Radha Krishna came here, they ordered more deities from India. And this is the installation service of these.
Why did it last?
This is about 2 years ago.
It's very nice to be there.
About 2 years ago.
How it is going on now?
Oh, I don't know. I've never been by
it. It's
simply sentimentality. Huh?
Sentimental.
Let's go. Who would go there?
We went there for a Durga Puja one night too, I remember. They danced around the room.
They take it as recreation.
Yeah.
There is no philosophy, there is no seriousness. Then ours is different. We are training people how to become real devotees. That is different.
They were garlanding the deities with beads.
Hi there.
They were giving Krishna gapa beads.
They're not guided.
Yeah.
That's why they were chanting Gayatri Mantra loudly.
Yeah.
That is another rascal.
Yeah, Mr. Goyal is
the
self-appointed guru.
Oh. He wants to become a guru.
Yeah.
Oh, that is his.
They have ambitions.
Guru. And all these meetings I've been to, they're all saying, we must remain Hindu. We must not forget our culture. We may be in England, but we are Hindus. Like this. But India, she is our real mother, not just England. India, she is the real mother. We must be thinking of India. I have to become always thinking of India.
how to get rupees out of India.
So therefore, it is very difficult to get their power, their mentality. They don't want to understand this Krishna philosophy. They want to remain Hindu. Hindu means husband, that's all. Hindu means husband.
But at the same time,
Hindu means Shankar philosophy.
Shankar.
Yes, that God has no form. And you can imagine any form and one thing for your material benefit. And this is at the present moment. And we say that we are not Hindu. Hindu is a Mohammedan child to give.
That's garbage. No.
Hindu, there is no such word in the Vedic literature. You won't find this word in Bhagavad or Bhagavad. The Mohammedans outside India, they used to call the Sindhus. There is a river, Sindh River. From Sindhu to Hindu, they cannot speak S, they call H. In this way, it is a husband word. But it has come that in Vedic followers as Hindus, but this word is not found in any authorized scripture. No. Our system, culture is Varnasam. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatu Varnam Maya Krishna. Varna. Varna means four sections. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. That is real Vedic culture. That Vedic culture can be all over the world. Why in India? We are trying for that. To get the Vedic culture which is acceptable by everyone. It is meant for everyone.
Actually,
Shankara
introduced this five
gods. Yes. Shankara had no universal life. Still, the Shankaras, they won't accept outside Brahmin caste. They won't allow sannyas unless he is a caste Brahmin. It's still going on. That is their strict principle. Now, it is dwindling, that is a different thing. But we Vaishnava, according to Bhagavad Gita, whatever one may be, if he takes shelter of Krishna consciousness, he is eligible to go back home, back to Krishna. Bhangi Pātha Bhapātri Tya Jīti Kupāpa Jūnaya Priyavasya Tatha Sudra Devi Janti Parangas.
At the Hindu center, the only symbol they have is Om, a big Om sign. And at the beginning, they have a prayer to the Om sign.
In person.
And their architecture is a term.
What is that?
Those are mostly women. There's not many men.
Huh? Mostly those are women also. Must be women, because these men, if they could not understand the philosophy, they are Russians.
Yeah.
So, now religious sentiment expressed by the government. But that is not our purpose. We want to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the whole world. If we say that we are Hindus, we may be Hindus, but it is for everyone.
There's one or two Hindu leaders that are...
Therefore, in India, there are many enemies for me, because I am making violence. They do not like that.
Oh. Then it won't be their property anymore. Yeah.
It goes out of India. Yes. Therefore, I think this Devananda was bright. Hello. There are so many things. I don't want to discuss public. So I am becoming popular on my own self. Nobody is helping. Rather, you are helping. From India, I am not getting any help.
No.
Neither by the government nor by the people.
So many big men we went to see. Even our own American government is helping us more than the Indian government.
Oh, it's the BBC. I think BBC is like a father to this broadcasting corporation.
Mm.
Very, very helpful. Very much in favor of Krishna consciousness.
Mm.
BBC.
That's an important organization.
Oh, yes.
Well, either that or they're spying.
No, any sane man, that we say.
This is a very intelligent organization.
Yes?
BBC, very intelligent.
Yes, it's a government.
They acknowledge that they came to Nairobi to take films of these.
Yes.
Yeah.
And these two radio programs, they're very, very important also.
Now, actually, you are very important. What is your impression?
Of the principle?
No, our, this mission, the consciousness.
I think it's just the thing that is needed.
Yes, actually it is so. See, what United Nations could not do, we can do that. Provided people agree to our terms, to support terms. No resistance, no intoxication, no mitigation, no gap. But that is very difficult.
Yes.
To put this down, that is thunderbolt. That is thunderbolt.
Yes. Most young people think.
The whole Western civilization is based on this principle. And we say, break these four pillars, then doubt it. That we don't get many followers. This condition.
Yeah.
Is that like Mahatma Gandhi just said, oh no, you can do it. Oh, yeah.
You
can pay me $35 and I give you special mantra. This
the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, the Indian Orthodox Church, the Catholic Church, the Indian Orthodox Church, the Catholic Church, the Indian Orthodox 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 Church, the Indian Orthod
Arata in Jeevan, draft. You know draft.
Yes.
So that will be also the top topic. So when he goes to LRM, he'll get money. Job. And people are saying, you know this? Harathan's business?
Harathan, yes.
Harathan, you are doing this. You are like a guru of a section of Mahamadan. Very rich section.
Nairobi.
Huh?
Nairobi.
Yes. So, and all the money he was spending in race course. Harathan has a special heart.
He has become one of the richest men in the world.
Yes.
I used to see
him
in Switzerland.
And all his officers were Hindus. In Bombay. But he never translated Mahavira. Not only that, Agatha, even Mahavira and the emperor, that they're all important men who are Hindus. Just like Rupsana. Yes. Rupsana, huh? No, they were Brahmin. But because they accepted ministership from Nawab Hussain Shah, they were rejected from the strict Brahmin community. So you are now servant of a Mahavishnu. You are ignorant service of Brahmin. That's why. So they were rejected. Their names are also changed. Davir Khan or Davir Khan and Sakar Mallik. And they were mixing with big Mahavira chiefs and landlords and therefore so about them, Srinivas Acharya has written, Tattva Turnam Asesa Mandala Patishanim Sada Tutsava. He gave up the aristocratic society as very insignificant and preferred to become a mendicant. This is the picture. Mm-hmm. So, Musanna, you can see that. They're very big ministers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them Goswami. They were thrown by the Hindu society or Brahmin society, rejected them, let them become Mahavira. And actually, just like in our younger days, in our father's time, if one should come to England for education, he has to pass through some price system, shaving the head and have some big ceremony and feed the Brahmins and spend so much, but then he will be accepted in this society. Otherwise, he cannot enter the society. He went to Bletchadesh. Bletchadesh, and he has eaten meat and he has mixed with foreigners, so he will not get it.
He had to be repurified.
Yes. So, one of our community men, so he became barrister, and when he went back, so he was asked as a Brahmin that he must undergo this practice of ceremony. So he became so sorry that he went to take bath in the Ganges and drowned himself. He was also a college friend. He later on became a very big doctor, Dr. R.L. Dutta, M.D. He also came for education, medical education here. When he went back, all his father and mother, he was the manager by two days, otherwise he was executed from the society. So, he decided that I shall leave this society. So mother unwillingly granted him permission, then he go out. Otherwise our whole family will be executed. So he simply asked his wife whether he wants to go with me or remain here. She said, why must go? Why we go? So their husband and wife went away. And later on, they accepted, they rejected Hindu religion. They became Brahma. At that time, Brahma religion was going on. Brahma religion means Ramananda. He was also Ramananda. Right. So he introduced a system of Brahma religion on the basis of impersonal worship of Upanishad. The same church, Rabindranath Tagore, you know Rabindranath Tagore's name?
Tagore,
the big poet.
Yeah.
His father introduced. So he became a Brahman. They don't worship deities, impersonal. And they can eat anything. The real facility was that they want to eat meat, beef, and wine. But that would not be allowed. You see? Indians, they did not know how to drink. It was either Hindus or Mohammedans. Among the Mohammedans, drinking is a great sin. Is it not?
Yes.
Yes. They don't drink. That's a great sin. Similarly, Hindus.
I believe this is introduced by English.
Huh?
Drinking is introduced by
English. They did not know how to drink tea. Yes. Society guards or nicotine or drinking tea.
Yeah.
These things are introduced by the English. They did not know.
This is what?
This is Lord Clive? No, after Lord Clive. Lord Clive was in the beginning. He established the British rule there by cheating Nawab Siraj Dowla. So, after Lord Clive, then Lord Hastings. Yes. He was, what is called? Hastings, that big speaker, Bark. When a man is chastised in Parliament, what is called?
Chief Whip.
Hastings there.
All the governors used to do.
Yeah.
Siddha was, if some presentation was given to the governor or viceroy, it was to be not his personal property. It was kept as government property. So, this governor made a trick that the presentation may be given to his wife. So it was not a government property. It was the governor's wife's property. This is the way.
I remember the story you told us once about an Englishman and the man would let him sit on a bench.
Yes. In our Italian city. Even Lord Clive. Lord Clive at time when he said Shirazella. Now he wants to establish, he wanted to construct Calcutta city. He wanted some money. So he approached one Indian banker, Sukhumai Rai. Sukhumai Rai, at that time Clive was giving facilities who were helping them. The modern aristocracy in Calcutta was practically made by the Britishers. They used to give title, that's all. And give land. The land is Indian land. Because if I say, you can go and take as much land as you like. What is the laws of the Britishers? But that man became very obliged. Oh, the British has given me so much land. This was I said, Mr. Arnold's pocket, and I say you, you think, oh, Swamiji is so divine. You do not care that I have to see pocket at your own man. This was going on. But they did not take any money from England. Rather, they brought all the money from India here. Yes. So the foolish person then thought that as soon as he meets any Englishman, I become rich. Sad Sumo. But as soon as you become a friend of any nice Englishman, your fortune is done. And that was being done. That was being done. Because they wanted friends. Anyone knew any city, and he immediately gave some important post. Yes. A little English knowledge.
And
the title. And money. They want some class, they want some help. So people began to learn English. But they did not want to give high education.
No.
No. Simply to become class. So one gentleman, Motilal Krishna, was a very rich man. So he saw that now English education is very important. So he wanted to start a college for free education, so that poor man might take English. Because India was poor, they could not pay for education. The government stopped. No, you cannot give free higher education. The government did not want. Because the government knew that as soon as these people will be highly educated, they will read history. And they will know how to revolt, how to fight. And actually that will
happen. That happens.
Yes. They did not want to open the secret.
Yeah. I bet they didn't know England was a small island either.
And If somebody goes, he's near some village, he will have Lord, therefore, Lord this, Lord that. And where is your Lord? She said, you have got a small village. But they wanted to keep their prestige. And that was the fun. But then Gandhi broke the prestige also. Otherwise, oh, policemen are coming for them. And they maintain that prestige somehow or another.
Jump for a little village.
So, in India, there are the Lord Nicholas Lord for this part. That if you want to keep this India in their original culture, still are they able to rule over it. Therefore, they wanted to kill the Indian culture. And they did it.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Yes, that's such a fool. You see?
Made president.
They regularly maintain this standard that anything India is, it is primitive in fusion. Now it has become similar under our law. That impression was created. So they like, then you must drink. You must drink tea, you must drink wine. Must become dressed as European.
You must become refined.
Huh?
You must become refined like an Englishman.
Yes. That is in India. Anyone who becomes immediate a respectable Englishman, he is considered gentleman. Others, the Parsis, you know Parsis, they imitate ten Parsis.
They are white, whitish color.
Yes, they are whitish color also.
Dr. Sharma.
At that time, yes, my father had been Lord Clive, anyway. Yes, yes, I'll have your name. He was speaking in Bengali, interested. So, what do you want? We want some money. We shall return you very soon with interest. So he said, yes, I give you money. I know you are a good man. Because at that time, people were not very much satisfied with the rulings of Shirazul. Because Shirazul was killed by Clive's intrigue. So some of the people they liked.
He wasn't the Vaishnava.
Who? This Shiva's brother. Shiradala is a Mahavayan. Yes. He's only, he was a good governor, a good ruler. But this Mahavayan is very much woman hunter. As soon as there is some beautiful woman, bring us. This was for him. So, this, Sukumara advanced money to Lord Clive. And when everything was settled up, he was given all land and the title king.
The banker?
The banker, yes. Similarly, Raja Navakuma, he was a clerk of Clive. But he helped. So he was also given land and the title king. Raja Navakumara. They show up as a family. So in these days, the British created the Jamindars, landholders.
They created
them? Yes.
Before that,
Lord Cornwallis.
Before that, there was no kings?
There were kings. That is Lord Curzon's advice that India sent one of the royal family members and become king here. The parliament, they wanted to bring all money across. If the Britishers would have ruled, their administration was very much efficient. But later on, it became exploited. If the king of England would have ruled the other parts of the world as king for the benefit of the local people, the British Empire would have continued for long. So that was a mistake. It was very nice program, this British Empire. They were very good administration.
Yeah.
That everyone else. Yeah. But later on the administration became to exploit for English people. If they had ruled over the area, for the benefit of the people. That is the king's duty. As king, as it is Vedic principle, king should give protection to the civilians. Make them religious, make them upright. That is king's duty. Not that simply collect tax and think that his property is mine and his kind of health life. Of course, in England also, because when the king was doing like that, the Cromwell introduced his parliamentary system. And the king gets, yes, as it is. Now it is by simply name king. It has no power. His majesty, her majesty has no power. So, this British Empire was very nicely planned, and it was desired for better. Later on, they made this policy exploitation, therefore it failed. That is my opinion.
The only thing I can see that they did good is that they gave English so that you could come to us in the West. So you'd migrate to come here and give us Vaishnava.
No, that was possible even at that time. But they were not assured.
Yeah.
When India was dependent, they would not accept anything from India. Mm. Then their prestige is gone. Yes, as I told you, when my godmother came, Lord Wellington, his wife, Lady Wellington. Lord Wellington. He was Lord Vaisa. So, there was some introduction later. The Lady Wellington challenged our God well. Swamiji, your men come here, we educate them, give some title, and they go to India, become very big man, important man. So what you have got, teach us. It's challenging. They are not prepared to take anything in India.
Yeah.
Or give any importance.
Do you think you're taking the third class?
No, they knew that first class. But they would not allow to become first class. But otherwise their prestige is gone. They were teaching that anything, whatever you got, then you are first class. Take from us. That is first class. This was the impression.
Indians are so mild-mannered and gentle. They didn't resist.
No, there is another allusion. If you become a supporter of the British school, you get profit.
Yeah.
The British will give you land, your land. Give him title. So, the British businessman, he is making a cheap salesman. Cheap salesman means, anyway, they sell their goods. The chief, just like Motilal Chief, he was chief salesman of certain British business house. But we cannot approach the local customers. They require the help of a broker. But the broker thinks, oh, this Englishman has made me a big man.
But like Sir Padmapat Singhania, he got Sir title from the British?
Yes, that he got because he contributed large sum of money during war funds. So in the combination, not only he, many rich men got this fat title because they contributed enough money for prosecuting this war affair.
Was the Indian government agree with this? The Indian government, did they agree with this?
But the Indian government did it not well. At that time,
the
India was forced to join the war. But it is British government. And they utilized Indian soldiers. The Sikh soldiers. India had no hand. And this Mr. Sinha, he supported this. So he was like Lord. So these are qualities.
Actually, I think that even the word sir comes from Sri, doesn't
it?
The word sir, English word sir, doesn't that come from Sri, Sanskrit Sri?
Nice, that I do not know. That means gentleman. That means knight.
It's a knight. It's a suit, it's a monk suit. It comes from Sanskrit Sri.
So what is that Sharma?
Well, they went down to Arches and with the original inhabitants of Britain came from India.
Well,
the two that Arches were? The original inhabitants of Europe and Britain came from India. Aryan tribe.
No, Polynesian came from India. That is in Greece, Turkey. And then gradually, I think, the Romans came to England.
But there was Huns, before that there was Huns, and you mentioned other Slavic,
Polynya
Hun, Mongols, Saxons.
So, Europe is mixed up. Not pure Asians.
So they came from that part.
Huns were this side, European side. North of Russia. It's still there. Huns. Kirat or Hunan. Kirat means the Africans. So, the Europeans, originally, Indian Kshatriyas. Some of them came to this side, being afraid of being killed by Pasura. Khatriya Rudhira Maya Jagadapala. He 21 times killed all the Khatriya.
What does that mean, 21 times? You mean they took birth again?
No. 21 times, that's 7 years for war. Yeah. So at that time, some of them fled from and settled up here.
They call our English language Indo-Aryan language. I mean, they find Veda roots in Sanskrit.
Professor Rowe, he was professor in Presidency College. He has his grammar, Rowe and Webb. We read that grammar. In that grammar, he has written that Sanskrit is the mother of all languages. Yes. And your European language from Latin. Latin is also originated from Sanskrit. This like mastery shabd. This is Sanskrit. In Latin, matter.
Mother.
Pitri shabd.
Father.
Pitar.
Mother.
Like that.
Mother.
The original father and mother, that is derived from Sanskrit.
And in the Teutonic languages, also German languages, like Atman means to breathe still. Atman, to breathe.
And there is one book, Aquarian Gospel. There it is mentioned that Christo, this is a Greek word, the Krishna is a perverted representation of Krishna. In India, so still, we call, if one's name is Krishna, we call it Krishna. Still, my younger brother's name was Krishna. So we are calling him by the name Krishna. Krishna, not Krishna, Kesa. And from this word Krishna, you cry Sattva. So this Christian religion has got a link with Krishna. And Jesus Christ went to India. He remained there for 12 years. That Aquarian Gospel writes, I do not know. You have read that book? He resided in Jagannath Temple.
I read it.
But there was a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
That he left Jagannath Temple, he went to Buddhist Temple in Kathmandu. So, at that time, he received one letter, his father and mother died. While you are staying in India. So, Jesus Christ remained for a considerable years in India.
Yeah, there's a whole period of his life where there's nothing known about
it. Then he started his preaching here. See? And in the beginning of his life, he was horrified when the Jews were killing birds in the synagogue. There's Hanukkah. So how Jesus Christ will allow animal killing? And therefore, he says, thou shalt not kill. From his life, from his other information, he was not for killing. He was not for killing.
He did on two occasions cause death of fish.
And one thing is, might have done when there was no other means of eating. This is one point. So far I study. Another thing is that what was the purpose? Or even there is no purpose, he was so powerful, he could do that. But we should follow the instruction of his instructor. We should not imitate him.
Is there some doubt whether that word has been translated from the original language proper?
Huh?
There's some doubt whether our word fish is the proper translation for that word.
But in the commandment, it is clearly said, thou shalt not kill. That is, that you have to accept. The English aspect is some peace or some, that may be some special circumstances.
The breaking of the bread, the feeding of 5,000, two small loaves, fishes, seven fishes.
I read a book put out by the Vegetarian Society who said that word was translated from the Greek copy of the Aramaic. And in the Greek, that word means a loaf of bread made of some kind of seaweed that grows in Galilee. Kind of seaweed.
Well, that's very interpretation. But without interpretation, if you have to accept the Ten Commandments, how then can there is no such chance of killing. And other statement they give that the animals were given under the
dominion
of man. That does not mean they are meant for killing. This is Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's foster father, you have mentioned 900,000. Keep cows, giving protection. And it is the duty of the Vaishnava community. Kisi Goraksha Ban Jam. There are three different types of occupation. Agriculture, cow protection, and trade. That is called Vaishnava. So, giving the animals under the human being means protection, not for killing. Suppose if you give your child to some gentleman that I am going, you take care of this child. It does not mean that the child has to be killed. So I don't think in Christian religion killing is allowed. I don't.
The very first pages of the Bible, it says when the Lord created the earth and everything, and then he says, the seed-bearing plants of the earth shall be your meat, and strictly forbidden to eat other things. It says very clearly what they shall eat.
Besides that, Lord Jesus Christ says that he should well be with your neighbor, what is it?
You should love thy neighbor as thyself.
That's right. So, in broader sense, now, there are many animals, they are also our neighbors. The domestic animals. So, Lord Jesus Christ cannot say that your human being are neighbors. They are not your neighbors. And he was horrified when animals and birds have been killed in the Jewish synagogue. That is, the one he is qualified for killing, and he specifically accepted, thou shalt not kill. I don't think in Christian religion killing is allowed.
It's a long expensive practice now.
That is the point. That is the point. You have practiced to something. That is the point. So, but when you talk of Christian religion, I don't think killing can be allowed. And besides that, any religion, killing is barbarian. Killing is barbarian. when you talk of religion, there cannot be any case.
Krishna says, when there's a right near religion, then I come.
Huh? Krishna says, when there's a right near religion, then I come. Yes. And so far, Mohammedan religion is concerned. That is also killing the scripture. And they had no other way. It is desert. But another thing, even killing an animal is required for certain purposes. The Vedic religion also allows. But not cow. These goats, the meat eater, under a Christian, they can eat goats, but not the higher caste.
Also,
the Brahmins, Kshatriya, Vaishyas, they would not. The lowest class, the Shudras, or lower than that, they would not. Used to kill, but not cows. Because cow is very important animal.
I remember once also, on a walk, and Mr. John Lennon said, he was speaking about how when the old cows and old bulls die, then the mushis, the cobblers, after taking off their skin.
Yes.
Then
they can
take.
Yes.
But not before.
No. But it is not very wise to kill cow. Now, if you want cow's skin, that is guaranteed. You have will die. You get the skin, and if you want to eat, at the time when he dies, you can eat. So why you should kill? Killing means it's an economic loss. The cows while living, giving the nicest food, milk. And so long you get nice milk, you can prepare so many nutritious foodstuffs. Or cow's milk.
Fertilizer.
Cow's milk. Cow's urine is also so antiseptic. So, if the meat eaters may, if they are insisting, first of all, nobody should eat meat. All right, if there is a class of men, they want eating meat. But the hell is, just like they are eating hogs, or goats,
hunting
other animals. But cow especially must be protected for society's good. Must be protected. From gratitude, we are drinking milk of cow. How we can kill our mother? From all countries, especially, cow protection must be there. That is the duty of the Vaishnavas. Kisi Gauraksya Banityam. Cow protection is especially. And cow blood, the milk is nothing but blood. So, you get more vitamin value by drinking milk than drinking cow blood. From all points of view, cow protection must be there. That is human civilization. From all points of
view. And they eat garbage, they don't eat, it's not that they're going to eat very much, they eat garbage or any grass.
No, that is all because of want of food. You should be given nice food. What nice food? You take the paddies or the wheat and you give him the grass. You take the pulp of the fruit and you give the skin.
Yeah.
You take the plantain, banana, the inside pulp, and do the skin. So there is always here. And the cow taking the rejected portion is supplying milk. You cannot avoid milk. But on account of the sinful activity, milk supplies will be stopped. There will be no more milk that is taken in the world.
They have no mercy even for the cow, which speak of other humans, other killing them.
They have no mercy. There is no question of mercy. And they cannot be devotional animal killers. According to our conception, every living entity is part and parcel of God. So, suppose God, in Christian religion also, it is accepted, Father. So, the Father has got so many children. Some of them are animals, some of them are trees, some of them are human beings, some of them are insects, some of them are like 8,400,000 species. Krishna claims, sarva yonishu kauntiya, in all species of life, as many forms are there. Some bhavanti murtaya jaya, murtaya means forms. In all species of life, he does not say simply human form, all forms. And Krishna's picture, you see, is as loving. What is that picture?
He's
with
the cow.
He's embracing.
Good cow, is that?
Yes. So, he has personally taught us how to treat with cow. He began, a cow has gone. And his business was go early in the morning to take care of the cow and go in the forest.
And also, of course, when he was in danger after killing Putna,
Yes, the ladies, Dr. Ramayana ladies, looking to the cow down. And cow's tail, like that. So that in all inauspicity may go. So, cow has been given a very importance for you. And practically we see, we are drinking cow's milk still. There still are so many dairy farms are going on. So, cow playing in human society cannot be supported. Cannot be supported. During Emperor Akbar's time, one poet wrote a poetry presenting to the emperor about the cows are being that I am doing this, I'm simply eating grass and I don't encroach upon your food stuff, but still I give you so nice food that your children live on this. And when I die, I give my skin, I give my hope. I'm so, I'm serviceable. I'm willing to serve you. And still you are killing me. The substance of the poetry is there. And when Agwar Valsa read the poetry, he stopped counting. No, no more counting.
Which king was it?
Huh? Akbar, the first Mughal emperor, he simply presented this poetry as a cow appealing that I am giving so much service, not only living time, even after my death, still you are killing me. And you call yourself civilized. So Emperor Akbar laid this poetry in his cup. In Afghanistan, still there is no cow killing. Afghanistan.
That's Mohammedan country, he goes.
Mm. Yes. And long ago, I was coming from Kashmir. One Mohammedan gentleman was my fellow passenger. So, when he called for that restaurant man, so he was whispering, don't, is it cow's place? Well, no. There are many Mohammedans, they won't touch cow's place. It's still in India.
Yeah,
and there are many vegetarians.
Many times in the restaurants, no beef.
Yes.
But
so, or civilized society, cow killing must be stopped. It is a great thing. From all points of view. From economic point of view, from religious point of view, from social point of view.
Everybody thinks that we have no reason to not feel cows, that we're simply sentimental, Indians or the Vaishnavas.
Sentiment, yes. The good thing is sentiment is bad. You are drinking milk and cows accepted as mother is a sentiment. It is sentiment. You drink one's milk and you consider that animal as an ordinary animal. How we are civilized? According to Vedic civilization, just like Krishna, because he drank the milk of Putana, he took him as mother. Although he came to poison Krishna, Krishna took the bright side. That whatever she might have done, I have such a blessed, or she has become my mother. She should get the exact position like my mother. This is sentient.
You know, one of the arguments is that if we don't kill the cows, there'll be overpopulation. They say.
Huh?
Yes, they say about the cows that if we did not have slaughterhouses to kill these cows, there would be so many cows they would take up everything. This is the kind of argument. Really, I'm serious. They sort of
the rascals do not understand there will be oversupply of meat, he'll be happy. He'll get more rasagulla.
Green.
Our cows in Uganda are born from artificial insemination. They take the sperm.
But they want for food. Yeah. They want to kill.
The people are not, they don't even like milk, these people, at least in Germany. They give the milk to the hogs in Germany. But we sometimes go to a farm, you know, and they say, oh, you have just given all the milk to the hogs. We hardly ever drink milk. We take a little for our coffee for the cream, but the rest we give to the hog and we sell to the
meat. They make it into cheese that tastes like meat, smells like meat. Make it into cheese.
Most people don't drink too much milk. The younger the children drinking milk, but once they get past 15 years old, they don't take much milk anymore.
That means beginning of life is from milk. If there is no milk, how your children would live?
Even in Russia.
So still, you are killing. No, there is no reason for cow killing.
In fact, a cow, when it eats grass, it only bites it off. It doesn't pull the roots.
No.
Grass grows out. And it's harmless. But the goats, they pull the grass up by the root. No grass can grow there anymore. So actually, North Africa, it used to be very verdant, very fertile land. And for so many thousands of years of grazing goats, I read an article in the Science magazine, it's depleted the soil, no grass grows there now, it's desert. Desert country. Muhammad produced goats. There's goats eating all the grass. They won't grow back.
But before then, he was coming because that's the Lord's preaching, was coming in the kingdom, and coming to solid parties.
Yeah.
Really?
There is it. Very important. Even in Roman times. Of the king.
Bow down is a patronization. Any school is patronizing. So, passing stool in the field, that is, when the stool is utilized for some purpose. Now, in the cities, we are passing so much stool, it is being spoiled. Now, that was scientific estimation. That we are losing so much quantity of fat and hypophosphite and things like that.
Did you see the article today? One borough council was giving farmers and all the various people free fertilizers that was in fact was made from the human excreta. And the scientists were finding that there was vast deposits of mercury and lead. In fact, it was killing the land. And it was being taken from humans.
It was food.
Yes.
Now, in Germany, they attempted to extract fat from stool, and they did it. They collected all stool, and by chemical process extracted fat from it. And from practical experience, stool is very substantial food. Vitamin A, C, D. You see the hogs they eat, they become very quick and fat. Because human beings eating all valuable foodstuffs, they cannot digest. So that is passing into stool. So all the big fellows are there. So better the scientists make some research. And they went. German scientists, and they extracted fat from stool. I do not know if they are still doing. No, you know better.
Then the German scientists, anyway, made bait by meat from wood. They hard slice, they call it. And I said it during the war, in Chile.
Wood?
Yeah.
The German?
Yeah.
Well, why not take vegetables?
But you know
the
American stuff.
Yeah.
Well, when we were in the army,
because
we got cut off, you know, and we
just eat
empty.
So, Mr. Salman came
from
Leningrad. Huh?
Yes.
Do you want
to
see me? Well,
can I be excusable for a little while? Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you can go, bring her.
You should go. Okay. Well, I'd like to change the ball too. Yeah. So
All right. Cool.
Alright.
Oh, yes.
Is that cover?
Introduced to the human society, they will be saved.
There's some very nice lines still in English that could be used for a nice ashram, country ashram. There's some very nice lines still in Devon, in the West Country of England, in Wales.
When people understand that we have brought something very important, they incorporate. It is our duty to convince them.
Those and
gentlemen,
Mr. Arnold, are many.
Yeah.
They can understand your philosophy
we
just give it.
Mr. Arnold can preach amongst gentlemen classmen.
And
he
becomes more and more convinced.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful man.
Yes. Yes. जगह का बंदोबस्त कीजिए आप लोग,
जगह का अरे
रेंट होए और जो कुछ होए एकदम अच्छा। वी वांट टू डू ऑल
आगे भी बात चल रहा था टू बाय अनदर हाउस बिग प्लेस इन किंग्स वे अबाउट टू मंथ्स बैक।
आई आई
टू मंथ्स बैक
या
much I think they were demanding much more money, we could not afford to pay that much.
मनी का क्या अभाव है, आप लोग नहीं ले सकते इतना? हाँ
बहुत, हाँ यही तो बात। अभी actually I started coming only 2 months back.
How are you? इसका बंदोबस्त कीजिए। इतना बड़ा भाषा हो रहा है,
बिल्कुल
हिंदू लोग हो रहे हैं
ये, बिल्कुल ठीक है। क्या आपकी बात ठीक है कि अभी हिंदू लोग और पैसा कितना खर्च कर लें, लेकिन इधर अभी इतना ध्यान नहीं देते। अगर हम इकट्ठे होकर
तो पतन हो गया,
यही बात ठीक है।
वो एक पाकिस्तान निकल गया है, उसके से रो रहा है, एंड वी कैन मेक द होल वर्ल्ड हिंदुस्तान गेट बैलेंस।
ठीक है,
एक दूसरा दिमाग दीजिए ना।
ठीक है,
तो थोड़ा सा पाकिस्तान निकल गया है, तुम जन्म भर रो रहे हैं। And why don't you take this opportunity to make the whole world Hindustan?
That's right.
That's right. I
am doing that. That's
right. That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's
right. I am claiming the whole world is last one. Last night, you are present last night.
Actually, I am staying about 30 miles from this
place. Oh, I know that the whole world was last one.
Yeah.
You remember this? I am claiming the whole world has worship, and whole world medical, and whole world's God is one.
That's right.
So why don't you help us?
Yeah.
I do not know how the Hindus they're not coming in my cooperation.
Yeah.
Yes, well. So much downtrodden.
That's right. वो तो इतना है कि अपने लोग अपने संस्कृति को भूल गए हैं, और अगर दूसरे लोग
जानना नहीं किया
और दूसरे लोग जो इनको अपना कर वो ही प्रचार कर रहे हैं, उनपे भी अपने लोग कैसे
कौन प्रचार करेगा, कौन है प्रचार करने वाला? एंड देन चैलेंज ऑल दिस रिस्पेक्ट, दे कम टू अर्न सम मनी। दिस सो कॉल्ड भागवत रीडर एंड दिस हैव स्वामी एंड दे कम टू अर्न सम मनी। They do not want that this culture to be spread, neither they know how to spread it.
Yeah. That's right.
Appropriate samjhe.
Yeah.
I mean some strong words, but it is with great regret.
Yeah.
But so many Indians there, they are not coming to my cooperation.
That's right. अभी आगे से मतलब की हो रहा है जागृति, लेकिन इतनी नहीं जितनी होनी चाहिए। Not so much as we should.
That we are contested, we want immediately. We cannot expect monetary help from others.
Actually,
but they are still giving us so much help.
That's
with European boys and American boys.
They are
not a single Indian country.
That I do realize, because I started coming to this temple about 6 months back. So I went to some of the literature which I bought from our first street in the beginning, before when I came from India.
That is my plight, you see.
And I went,
I don't get any Indian Hindu cooperation in such a big moment.
So I thought that we Indians who should have much more, sacrifice much more devotion, much more donation to this.
Now Indian place is quite a big place.
Yeah.
Okay. So many Indians, rich Indians are there, they're not coming forward.
That's right.
So aap log jabhi वापर से उठा के जैसे कुछ बंदोबस्त करें तो मकान तो बहुत मिल जाएगा
जी हाँ,
बहुत मिल जाएगा। और हाउ मेनी इंडियन है इन लंदन? तो इसको हम लोग सब हम तो बुद्धा ज्ञान क्या कर सकते हैं, इंट्रोड्यूस
किया। आपने बहुत किया है, ये मैंने देखा स्टूडेंट्स हु आर द टेंपल्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड इन दिस सेंचुरी
यू स्पीक सिंपली, स्पीक ऑन योर लिप्स बट डोंट कम फॉरवर्ड टू हेल्प मी। इट इज अ ग्रेट अचीवमेंट एंड ऑलरेडी होल वर्ल्ड इज एक्सेस, दैट्स अ फैक्ट।
अभी मैंने आपके दर्शन नहीं किया लेकिन वो लिटरेचर आप गोइंग थ्रू अभी पता क्या
इतना किताब दिया हमने इतना वांट टू बिकम प्राउड, इट इज माय ड्यूटी आई हैव डन, बट यू शुड नो इट यू हेल्प मी, नाइदर द गवर्नमेंट इज हेल्पिंग, नाइदर द इंस्टीट्यूशन इज हेल्पिंग, नाइदर द फंड। सुभाष बोस ही raised fund and established on INA fleet. And, but I cannot do that. While this non-cooperation, I do not know what I have done. After 30 years, why this non-cooperation spirit?
No, this is not non-cooperation.
Yes, ignorant. I don't get that cooperation.
It's ignorant. Today,
इतना जरूरत है इमीडिएटली फॉर ए नाइस प्लेस, बट सो मेनी इंग्लिश बॉयज आर कमिंग, आई कैन थाउजेंड्स ऑफ दैट इफ आई गेट अ प्रॉपर प्लेस। इसका आप लोग सब गौर कीजिए, कुछ बंदोबस्त कीजिए।
When Keshwa from US, he came here about 2 months back.
Who?
Keshwanand.
Oh yes. Yes, he might be something.
Valencia, some conference group. At that time, they went to have some place, but because we could not have money, that's what.
The money can you can contribute. This America, $7 only. Nobody gave me money, neither government.
No,
that is good.
It's all your personal and all. It continues perseverance.
आप लोग थोड़ा चिंता होकर इसका मोमेंट को बढ़ाइए।